T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I hope you are enjoying your reality as much as you possibly can. I'm Scoot. It's Thursday, May 21st, 2020. And I remind you about the good news. The bad news is it's still going on. Well, some things are starting to open up. Things are getting better. But our lives are not nearly back to normal. That's the bad news. The good news is that you and I have made it. We've made it this far. We've sacrificed, and we've made it this far, and we will continue to make it further. As long as we have to, we'll do it. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. Is it Thursday already? I mean, last Thursday night, I thought, okay, I don't have to worry about this for a while. But, I guess I have to figure out what I'm going to do. In fact, honestly, I really do not know what I'm going to do yet for 80s night tonight. But it will happen. 80s night, live from my apartment, social distance, dancing, live at 9 o'clock on the Scoot in the Air Facebook page. I hope you'll join me, and I hope some of you will actually dance with me. Okay, so there's a lot going on. There was a Tiger King bus that apparently arrived at the White House, and it's part of the Free Joe Exotic movement. So they're trying to appeal to the president to free Joe Exotic, who was the guy who was the focal point of the Netflix series Tiger King. If you haven't seen it and you want a great escape from the reality of the pandemic, watch Tiger King. I watched the whole thing in one day. I mean, it's like, I think maybe 8 episodes or something like that. I thought, I'm just going to watch a couple and see what this is all about so I can talk about it on the air. And then I wanted to watch the next one. And then the next one. And the truth is, not everybody gets it. But I just thought it was just so compelling. Because it was just such a blank show. I mean, and it was real. This was not scripted. This was like a real thing. These are real people. And by the way, Carol Baskin from Tampa is selling COVID masks. And some of them look like leopards and tigers and things like that. Nancy Pelosi referred to President Trump as morbidly obese and should not be taking an unproven drug. We'll talk about that. And also, if you're traveling to the beaches in Florida, you may be stopped. And if you're from Louisiana, you may be told that you have to go into quarantine for 14 days. Is that going to mean that everybody's going to go to Gulf Shores instead of Florida? Have you gone through that process? Have you been stopped? I'd love to talk to anybody who has gone through the process of going to Florida and has been stopped and questioned and told that they needed to quarantine for 14 days. And is this going to stop you from going to Florida? You know, this is Memorial Day weekend. It really starts officially tomorrow. But we're heading into Memorial Day weekend. This is the unofficial beginning of summer. This is the emotional beginning of summer. And this is a time when people head to the beaches. Mississippi, Alabama, Florida beaches. And I'm assuming that the beach would be a good place to go because you could social distance going to the beach. You could keep your distance from people. Going swimming is not inherently dangerous when it comes to COVID-19. The problem is that there are people who get together and gather on the beach, and there are people who don't know each other. And if somebody is asymptomatic or starting to feel kind of, some of the symptoms of the coronavirus, and they give it to somebody else, and then everybody goes home, and then it spreads. So that's the concern. But just going to the beach itself shouldn't be a problem. So we'll talk about going to the beach. We've got an article on our website, WWL.com, about traveling to the Florida beaches. Now, when news that the Mercedes-Benz company was not going to renew the contract for naming rights to the Superdome, it invited a lot of speculation as to what company would next put its name on the home of the New Orleans Saints. Mercedes-Benz bought the naming rights to the new Dome Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. And it must have determined that paying for the rights to put their name on two major stadiums in the South was not financially beneficial. Now the name game begins. So who will put their name on the Superdome in New Orleans? Now, this goes until through next year, I think, or at least to next year. But so after that, well, there's one company that has publicly announced a $15 million offer to put their name on the Superdome. But there are going to be questions about whether or not this company's name is appropriate to be plastered across the roof of the dome and throughout the interior. The company that is offering $15,000 to name the dome is StripChat. And StripChat is an adult live cam site where people can watch streams of amateur and professional models. In addition, the streaming also offers chat rooms. No, I didn't go to the site, but I read this about the site. But I'm thinking that at this point in my life, since I try to be very authentic on the air, I think I might have to research StripChat and check it out so I know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe I'll do that during the show. Look, I'm a strong supporter of freedom of expression. But I struggle with my instinctive reaction that StripChat would be inappropriate for naming rights for the Superdome. Should the home of the Saints become the StripChat Superdome? Now, you know, I promote things that are for adults only, like beer and alcohol. And there are people who don't even want kids to be exposed to this. And I think that's ridiculous because I grew up at a time when, you know, parents were bold enough to say, hey, guess what? You know, this is a beer commercial. This is beer. I can drink beer. You can't. You're a kid. Shut up. Wait till you get older. In fact, my dad, growing up, my dad worked for Jack's Beer. My dad worked at the Jack's Brewery. So, my God, I mean, I grew up with beer imagery everywhere in the house and around me all the time. And our conversations were always about beer. My dad worked for Jack's Beer, a local brewery. And I'm not a beer drinker today. So I do promote this idea that there can be beer and alcoholic beverages for adults. And I have no problem with the idea that you can tell kids, you know what, it's not for you. You wait till you get older. I don't think there's anything wrong with explaining to children that certain things are for adults. And that when you get to be an adult, you're free to make a decision about those products. And I would rebut any claim that naming a major sports stadium after a beer or a liquor product would encourage underage drinking. But the business model for StripChat is geared for adults. And as long as the participants are over 18, I have no problem with the existence of such a business. I'm not criticizing StripChat at all. But I do think StripChat would not be an appropriate company for the naming rights for the Superdome or any other major stadium. Now, StripChat is making this plea to be the company that has the naming rights for the Superdome because New Orleans is a party town and we're known for strip clubs. That's not all we're known for, but we're known for Bourbon Street. We're known for debauchery. That's part of the city's appeal. Even if it seems hypocritical, I don't support the idea of a StripChat Superdome. And while I do support the fact that children can be exposed to products that are marketed and intended for adults, there's something about StripChat and owning the rights to the dome that just doesn't seem right to me. And it reminds me of what I read once a judge said. You know, there's a fine line between acceptable adult material and pornography. And the judge said, when the line is crossed, it's pornography, and he knows it when he sees it. So even though it seems a little hypocritical, I'm going to just express the thought that StripChat is not appropriate for the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504. 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Hey, guess what? It's hot. And it's going to get hotter. And it's going to be hot for the next couple of days. Hey, it is Memorial Day weekend, so I guess we shouldn't be too surprised. But yes, we're moving into that time of year when it's hot, hot, hot. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. I remember every time my parents played this on the hi-fi, I left the room for fear that something might actually happen that I didn't want to see. You know, this song is by David Rose and his orchestra, done in 1957. The name of the song is The Stripper. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Thursday afternoon, we're almost to Memorial Day weekend. So a company named Strip Chat, it's a live sex entertainment community. It's a streaming service. And they also have chat rooms. They're offering $15 million to win the naming rights to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, which will just be the Superdome before long. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. If it is financially beneficial, do you think the streaming site StripChat should be considered for the naming rights to the Superdome? 100% say no, 0% say yes, and I'm in agreement there. And I know, you know, based on my views on a lot of things, it might seem hypocritical to you, but like I said a moment ago, it's kind of like that judge that said, you know, there's a fine line between adult material and pornography. And he said, I know it's pornography when I see it. And I think that's the case here. And I don't know that there's really a specific definition for what is appropriate, what is not, because I could promote the idea of a beer or an alcohol company or a company that makes a product just for adults. I can be behind that for naming rights to the dome or any big stadium. But I don't know. StripChat. There's just something about it that just doesn't seem right. Here is I'm getting some comments about suggestions of companies that might want to get the naming rights for the Superdome. Zatarain's would be a great company. Text just came in with that. Here's a text. I think Mr. Binky's should be the new Superdome sponsor. Every time the Saints get more than 69 rushing yards, one lucky person wins a coupon. I love this audience. I love you guys. Here is text that says, Scoot, do you realize how much advertising you're giving them today? Yeah, I do. I realize that exactly. And that's what the company's doing. But, you know, I talk about this not to give StripChat a business. I mean, if you don't go to those sites, then you're not going to suddenly start going to this site. But I talk about this because the bigger conversation is about what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. And I have a text here that says, porn, like naked bike rides. No, see, that's my exact point. I don't know what it is about the fact that I did video of the naked bike ride last year. I posted it on my Facebook page. It went absolutely viral. It was not obscene because I showed from the side and the back, so there wasn't anything really that inappropriate. And every summer there's a naked bike ride. I mean, not only here, but in other cities. Look, there are thousands, maybe 5,000-6,000 people do this in Portland. Several hundred do it here in New Orleans. And so I just happened to be walking down a French Quarter street, and I see the naked bike ride suddenly turn onto the street. So I did video of it and posted it. That's not pornography. That's just like silly fun to me. But it's amazing how many people just have this. I mean, when anything comes up, they bring up my support of the naked bike ride as if, like, I'm some kind of a heathen because I support, like, the naked bike ride. Like, that's some kind of a, like, satanic, obscene thing. And, look, I realize that nudity is obscene. But in the context of a naked bike ride, look, there was even NOPD was following them along. So it's not maybe officially sanctioned, but it does happen anyway. I just find it interesting that some people are so quick to bring, oh yeah, like the naked bike ride, like I'm like the worst person in the world, because I don't see anything wrong with a bunch of people getting on a bike and riding around naked. Now look, it's a unit. It's a group of people. It's one group. It's not like people are just, you know, going through neighborhoods naked. And look, here's the other issue. And I had no idea we'd even get into this today. But the other issue with the naked bike ride is that, all right, what's the downside? I guarantee you, you're going to see some people that you wish you hadn't seen naked. Is the other problem, oh my God, what am I going to do if my child sees this? What are we going to do if a teenage boy sees this? That's why this whole conversation about strip chat is important, because it's about a bigger conversation. What if a teenage boy, what if your kids happen to see the naked bike ride? Well, first of all, couldn't you turn them away from it? It doesn't mean they wouldn't get a glimpse of it, but when you realize what it was, when they realize what it was, couldn't you turn them away from it? And what's going to come of that? I mean, anybody who thinks that a teenager or a child is going to become a sex predator or a sex maniac or become obsessed with sex as a result of seeing something like the naked bike ride, I don't think has a clue in life, because it just doesn't work that way. If you want to join us, 260-1870, text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, go back to calling it the Louisiana Superdome and leave it at that. Well, that would mean less money because, you know, the state's not going to pay for it. What if Viagra or Preparation H or Trojan wanted to buy the naming rights? Well, I don't know. You know, Preparation H, it does help a lot of people. Trojan might be inappropriate. Viagra is a medication. Here's a text that says, let the Bensons pay and name it the Tom Benson Superdome. Well, there's an idea. How about the Hard Rock Superdome? Getting some other comments like this. What about the Scoot Superdome? I will tell you, I mean, that's an interesting thing. I want you to know that behind the scenes, when Mercedes-Benz made that announcement, you know, I have a Facebook page, I have Instagram, and I now have a YouTube channel. So we looked into the SOTA Superdome. But, you know, honestly, it's a little bit out of my price range. If you want to join us, 260-1870, text is 870-870. This text says, the naked bike rug is wrong if you borrow someone else's bike. If it's your bike, fine, right? From the North Shore, Ray, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Ray.
All righty, man. Scoot, now let me give you a little tip. Let me give you a little tip, okay. Brother, man.
All right.
I'm like you. That name, like you're saying, what they want to do, is too feminine for the New Orleans Saints, brother. We fighting Saints like a fighting tiger. Yeah. We don't need nothing to soften us up, brother. People make fun of that humbuggy. And we need something that's dealing with a masculine thing. That's too feminine, brother. Now, if it was all ladies playing in the Superdome, no problemo. But this is men, and it's a fighting brothers, and they're trying to fight all like the fighting tigers of LSU. And another thing, Scoop, when they named that baseball team Baby Cakes, man, I scratched my bald head. Why would you want to name something Baby Cakes, and we got men playing this game, man? That's too soft. But when they named,
well,
Scoot,
yeah.
Scoot, hold on, Scoot. I saw a lot of even noodles people scratching their head, too. That's it. Ain't even thinking Anthony up. God darn Baby Cakes. Hold up, Scoot. When you get your money, you can put whatever you want on it. Don't get me wrong, brother. But Baby Cakes, you know, it's too feminine, brother. We need something like the Fighting Tigers and New Orleans. People be laughing at us. We going to play the feminine Superdome people now.
So you think that the dome has to be named after something really, really masculine?
Something. Yeah, and what I said, Scoot, if I had the money, you know what I named Scoot if I had the money? The New Orleans Saints Dome, brother. That's what I named,
okay.
The New Orleans Saints Dome. But no, brother, I'm like you 100%. We don't need nothing soft.
All right.
The people that come in here make fun. We playing the soft Saints. Go ahead, brother.
I appreciate the call, man. Stay safe, okay?
All right, brother. Take care, brother.
All right.
No, look, it's all. Take care, brother.
Look, and let's remember this. Thanks, Ray. Let's remember this. You know, there was a lot of controversy when the minor league team was named the Baby Cakes. And I get it's a stupid name. But see, that's what they do at that level of baseball. They do weird things. They do strange things to get attention. And the Baby Cakes got some attention. But I'll tell you what, you know, ultimately the name was supported, and we made the Baby Cakes what they are today. Gone. Here's a text that says, some of us who have never watched your Facebook videos would like to watch it, would like to watch the film would like to watch you film naked people from the front. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not into obscenity. I'm not gonna do that. And I purposely chose a perspective of the naked bike ride last year, so nothing from the front was showing, just the side and the back, and people were sitting on their bikes. And you know, again, you know, it's not just about the naked bike ride, but it really is about a conversation about the things that some people find inappropriate. I think it's based on just kind of some irrational hysteria that it's bad. I mean, my God, if you're a kid and you see a naked person, that's funny. I mean, a naked body on a bike? I mean, you've got stuff moving around. You've got, you know, muscles moving here and there. It's not necessarily a pretty sight. In some cases, yeah, but it's, you know, it's not always a pretty sight. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the company that is getting a lot of publicity by offering $15 million to name the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and the company is Strip Chat. It's a live sex entertainment community. It's a streaming site, and it also has chat rooms. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Let's go to Morgan City and Wells. You're on WWL. Good afternoon. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Elwin downtown. Elwin, you're on WWL.
Hey, man, why don't you call it the Chrysler Superdome? That's one.
The Chrysler.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
You know, Chrysler, like the car dealer Chrysler, the Chrysler Superdome.
Well, that's up to them.
Okay, and here's another question. Why don't they serve daiquiris in the dome anymore? Because, I mean, the last time they had a daiquiri in the dome, I got it, but I mean, why they don't serve them in there anymore?
Well, I was in the dome last year, and they serve like a daiquiri-like drink. I don't know if it's, since I don't drink daiquiris, I don't know if it's specifically a daiquiri, but they serve like a daiquiri-like drink in the dome.
Okay, because, I mean, when I went in there for the Rolling Stones, they didn't.
Oh, well, maybe there's something about that. I don't know. Elwin, I appreciate the call, man. Glad you're with us. Stay safe. And from Gretna, Barbara, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
Hey, Barbara.
I just wanted to call and tell you how much I enjoy your show every afternoon.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm honored. Thank you.
Informative. But the name that they want to put on the dome would be atrocious. Oh, my God.
Well, I think so, too.
Embarrassed.
I think so, too.
That would be so embarrassing for people coming in and seeing that. It's like,
well, think
really?
About think about how this would come off, too. It'd be like, you know, and aerial coverage of the Strip Chat Superdome is brought to you by Goodyear.
Oh, my gosh. No. No. I hope that doesn't play out. I really, really do.
Yeah, I do, too. And look, and I think you could say that I'm anything but a prude, but I think this would be inappropriate. And again, it causes us to really have a bigger conversation about what's appropriate, what's not. There are certain things that can exist in the world for kids. There are certain things that can exist in the world that are only for adults. And kids can be told, guess what? This is an adult thing. It's not for you. And when you get old enough, you can make a decision about it.
That's right. Right, and we have enough going on in the world. We don't need that.
Well, we do have enough going on in the world. Barbara, I appreciate the call. Are you staying safe?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Haven't gone hardly anywhere.
All right. Well, Barbara, stay safe, and I appreciate you listening to us.
Okay,
if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, what's the difference between a name and naked? Well, there's a lot of difference between a name and naked. All right, so I look at the calendar, and it's, oh my God, it's Thursday already. And I don't yet know what I'm doing. I just know I'm going to do it. Because it has become a coronavirus pandemic thing, and it's fun to do. And I love that I bring a break from the tension by doing something really stupid. So, 80s night, live from my apartment on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, and it will be shared on the WWL Radio Facebook page after that. So, I hope, really, I hope everybody has fun tonight. Yeah, I know. I mean, we get hit with this. We got hit with this pandemic. Life goes on, and I don't know about you, but I'm doing the best I can. It's May 21st. We've made it this far, and we'll go as far as we have to go. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. We're getting ready for Memorial Day weekend this weekend, the emotional beginning of summer. We're talking about the company Strip Chat that is offering $15 million for the naming rights to become the Strip Chat Superdome. Is that a good idea? And a lot of people are offering other names for the Superdome when the Mercedes-Benz contract runs out. The Dixie Beer Dome is an idea. A number of people have suggested that Benson pay for it and it become the Tom Benson Superdome. Another one says the Tabasco Dome. This is interesting. I've gotten a couple of, it should be the Morris Bart Dome. One call, that's all. And then somebody else suggested Bounty paper towels. It could be the Bounty Superdome because of that that history. Here's a text. The naked bike ride could be sponsored by Schwing Restaurant. I guess that person is a fan of Wayne's World. All right, let's go to Biloxi. Charles, you're on WWL. Hey, Charles.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. Great show, Scoot.
Sure. Thanks, Charles.
Hey, look, you probably remember in 1980, Queen released an album entitled Jazz. Well, I had bought the album, and when you opened it up, it was a gatefold album. It was a complete panorama of French ladies riding naked on bicycles. That was part of their promotion. They actually
really?
Had a song on the album entitled Bicycle Race. And if you remember the song Fat Bottom Girls, at one point, Freddie screams out, "Get on your bikes and ride."
You know, I didn't realize that was that that was that connection. You know what? I've played Bicycle Race on this show before, and Fat Bottom Girls. So, I think we'll do that at some point this afternoon. In fact, let's do this. Let's go to the next break with Bicycle Race, Ian. Okay. We just kind of conduct business live on the air.
I think Freddie and the boys just meant it as like tongue in cheek, you know, because obviously.
Yeah.
You know how Freddie was, you know, just being funny.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But, you know, sometimes people take things too literally and too serious. I mean, let's have a little bit more fun in life, even with our mask on, you know.
Well, you know, it's true, Charles. I mean, it's important for us to maintain a sense of humor as tough as it is. And it's really tough on some people. It's tough on others, not as tough as it is on some. And, you know, some are gliding through this better than others. But just about all of us have been affected by it. And, you know, I'm going to do what I can on this show to stay positive and play music that reflects what we're going through and play music that is inspiring in some ways. And just, you know, try to be positive through this really tough time.
Yeah. I mean, we've been through a lot worse. We'll get through this also, Scoot. You guys
have
a good afternoon.
Pretty good. All right, Charles, I appreciate you listening over on the Gulf Coast. And really, I welcome all of you who listen along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And I want to welcome those of you who are listening on your phones, your tablets, and your computers. Everybody who's listening on radio.com, download the app, go to the app store, download radio.com, type in WWL, and you will have us wherever you have the phone. Here's a comment that says, only name it should be, Scoot, the Benson Boogie Dome. And that would bring back memories of Tom Benson's boogie. Here's a text that says, it was a dance that he did. Text says, Scoot, if anything, I'll miss all the BS. It will for sure be watching 80s night. I think that's a compliment, but I'm not entirely sure. And then I've got this text that says, Scoot, would you wear a Speedo and dance to Dead or Alive? And the answer to that is no. From Folsom, Jay, you're on WWL. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Scoot. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Well, listen, thanks for taking my call, you know.
Sure.
You know, throughout all this conversing, you know, this whatever you call it, conversation, and this and that about whatever the heck you just talked about. You know, as far as naming the Superdome, okay? You know, let me tell you something. I'm a liver and transplant person by the organization of the Ochsner Foundation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you I'm in the best of state this day, but I can tell you right now they saved my life, okay? And the Ochsner Foundation is growing by leaps and bounds in this city, okay? And if they don't put their name on the Superdome by now, sooner or later they're going to buy the Superdome and put it on there their own self. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I don't know whether they can afford it, but they might be able to, and I certainly know that that is just such a credible and reputable institution that is contributing so much to our area, and I'm glad they were able to help you.
Well, Scoot, you know, I don't believe I ever called you before, but I just wanted to give a reach out to the people and tell them that, you know, probably one of the best hospitals we have in the New Orleans area is that, and they have open doors for anybody for what they need, I believe.
Well, Jay, I know everybody at Ochsner appreciates you calling up and telling that personal story, and I'm glad you're doing okay.
Well, thank you, Scoot, and you know what? I certainly appreciate you taking my call, sir.
Sure. Jay, thanks. Glad you're listening.
Thank you, sir.
All right, if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. Our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says Steve Gleason Dome, and that is from Bayou Bonfoka. And here's another text. Scoot, tonight, 80s night, you need to do something by Rod Stewart since you resemble him so much. Like, maybe, do you think I'm sexy? I don't know. You know, I talked about this briefly yesterday. Or maybe it was on my Facebook page or Instagram. I don't see the resemblance, but I mean, I know some people have made that comment. Yeah, I don't know. I really haven't decided what I'm doing for 80s night tonight. Here's another text that says, for your 80s night tonight, let's all get on our exercise bikes, butt naked, appropriate camera angle for you. I don't have an exercise bike, and even if I did, I wouldn't get on it buck naked, whether you were watching or not. It doesn't seem like it would be that comfortable. And that's another thing that I thought about with the whole naked bike ride. I mean, there are people who ride bikes, but I'm telling you, does it seem like it would be that comfortable, especially for guys? All right, if you want to join us, 260-1870. Our text is 870-870. Yeah, we talked yesterday or the day before about how many people are riding bikes now. It's hard to find bikes in some places because they're sold out, and bicycle shops are really busy because people have gone and found their old bikes, and they're getting them repaired. And during this pandemic, since you can't do a lot of stuff, you can ride a bike. And I hope this is something that is a good habit that a lot of people make part of their regular routine after all this is over. I'm Scoot. We are coming back. This is WWL. All right. So Roger Daltrey of The Who says, I'm 76 years old, and I'm not going to let anybody tell me to stay in. Go blank yourself. That's his response to the whole stay in orders. I'm Scoot. Here's a text that says, I'm a 70-year-old conservative. I'm now hitting my vapor, drinking a Long Island iced tea, sitting by my pool, and I really love the show today. Less politics, more pop culture. Keep it coming. Let's go to Larry in the truck. Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Larry.
What up, Scoot?
How's it going, Larry?
Well, we're doing great, bud. My granddaughter told me to give you a shout-out to you. Thank you for the Union Speech Ball, a class of 2020. She enjoyed it. And all my co-drivers like Mark want to see me dancing my thong tonight with you.
I don't want to see it, but, you know, I'm glad your friends want you to see it. Look, I'm glad you're dancing with me, Larry. That's the whole point is to just, like, cut up and do something really silly.
And for the Superdome, I want to name it the House of Pain.
The House of Pain. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, buddy.
Y'all, Larry, I got to move on. Give me one more toot, Larry.
One more two for Scoot.
Yeah. All right, I appreciate that, Larry. Appreciate the call. Now, back in the 80s, if I said, give me one more toot, it was not that. It was something totally different, but that's a story for another show. All right, if you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Our text is 870-870. So I wonder if President Trump is going to wear a mask today when he goes to the Ford Motor Company. We'll talk a little bit about that, a little bit about COVID-19. But you know what? You know, let's just look for ways to talk about other stuff, because it's time to, I think, start transitioning. We'll keep you up to date with the reality of the COVID pandemic. And then tomorrow, we're just going to blow it out on Friday. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.